Hello, Dork Squad. I'm Jonathan Cormer, and you're listening to Dork Tales Storytime, the podcast for kids and their pop culture-loving grown-ups.
It's a beautiful day for a story, adventure and glory, new friends and old ones too. It's an excellent day to get swept away in a tale, so let us regale you.
It's just a little bit further, Jonathan. Are you sure? I feel like we're starting to walk in circles. Unfortunately, I don't have a precise map to follow. What do you mean? Well, we are going to Legend Lake. Right. Where once upon a time, mythic and legendary creatures reside. Yes, we discussed this before we left. You said a real jackalope has a hovel there. Mm-hmm. And a Loch Ness monster lives there. And so many more. Or so the stories say. I can't wait to meet everyone. Me too. But we're lost. No, not exactly. It's just that Legend Lake is the stuff of, legends. And you know how legends are. There have been many different sightings and stories about explorers stumbling on the place. And that means the maps. Wait, maps? Plural? Yes, I have 12 maps here. This one has a note at the top. Legend says you will find the lake if you take 2 turns past Mythdom and walk into the fog. But we've already passed Mythdom. That's because this map says, follow the parchment pass to the very end. Then keep going beyond the end until you arrive at a new beginning. Then turn left, and you'll run right into Legend Lake. Huh? I know. It just gets more confusing from there. Each map has a different set of instructions. Legend Lake is really living up to its name.
Whoa! Did you hear that?
Is somebody there? Oh, no! They sound very fearsome, Jonathan. I'm sure they're harmless. Hello? We mean no harm. We're just looking for a lake.
Great gaggle of giggling geese! I've been stuck in that bramble forever!
Whoa! Wow!
Hiya! Sorry for the scare!
You're the...
The name is Samuel Squatch!
Are you...
Right. I suppose you know me better as Bigfoot!
So you are Bigfoot. Oh my goodness, Mr. Squatch, it's a pleasure to meet you.
You're happy to meet me?
Of course we are. You're the Bigfoot. I've read so many stories about you. You're a superstar to us.
Wow, that's awfully kind of you.
We should introduce ourselves. My name is Jonathan. And I'm Reginald T. Hedgehog, but my friends call me Reg.
Nice to meet you.
Do you live at Legend Lake?
Oh, ho, ho. So you've heard tell of the old lake, have you?
Oh, yes. Is it just a legend?
Oh, no. It's as real as me. Which, yeah, I know it might sound a little silly to say, I know most folks don't really see me or think I exist.
But here you are.
I suppose. Anyhow, I can take you kind folks to Legend Lake.
Are you all right, Samuel? Yeah, you seem a little blue.
Oh, silly slithering snakes. I wouldn't want you to deal with my troubles or anything.
Oh, we love to help friends, both old and new. And we love to hear your story.
Okay, since you offered, I could use some help.
What's going on, Samuel?
First things first. You know the tales of Bigfoot, don't you?
Of course. Here's everything I've read about you. Bigfoot is a large and hairy mythical beast.
Well, I'm guilty of that.
He walks on two legs, and people have shared evidence of his existence. Stories about sightings, photographs, and audio recordings that may or may not be fake. Ooh, and large footprints that are usually pretty questionable as well. Right. It's said that most evidence of Bigfoot's existence isn't real. People believe it's just misidentified clues or tall tales. Until today, even Reg and I couldn't be sure you existed. It's true. It's said that no one's really seen the Bigfoot.
Yeah, but what happens when Bigfoot wants to be seen? And be seen for who he truly is. A bird enthusiast!
A bird enthusiast?
All week, I've been trying to enter the Outstanding Olympiads competition. They have a birdsong contest where competitors show off their most accurate bird calls. Now I've gotten rather good at it, seeing as how I spend all this time alone in the woods. Listen.
That was remarkable.
Why, thank you. I was supposed to be competing this evening.
What happened?
Well, it started earlier this week around Legend Lake. All of Once Upon a Time's mythic and mystical creatures were preparing for the Outstanding Olympiads.
And cryptids. Welcome to Legend Lake's annual Outstanding Olympiads, a competition of will and wit, where all of the mythic folk of Once Upon a Time come together to show off. All week long, Minotaur, mermaids, Medusa, and more will be performing legendary feats of creativity, skill, strength, and a little bit of whimsy. Yeah, I can't wait to get started. I'm your Banshee MC, Barbara Shriek, but you can call me Babs. I'm here to scream out the scene of each competition, keeping you all up to date on the contestants. And why don't we introduce of the competitors we're most excited about this year. First up, Psy the Eye Cyclops!
I've got my eye on the prize.
It's expected that Psy will dominate the pinecone juggling competition this year. He never loses his singular focus. Next, we have the one, the only...
Jack Alope is the name.
This running rabbit with antlers will be competing in the long hop competition.
I'm ready to spring to action.
Jack. And finally, Gumbo the Goblin will be cooking up something special in the Foraged Feast competition.
Yes, sure, sure, you'll be gobbling up my food in no time.
From a race to see who can whittle a stick the fastest, to our whistling contest, or our tree ID test, The Outstanding Olympiads is sure to be an event you won't want to miss. I hope you lounge by Legend Lake all week and take in the show.
All you have to do right now is sign up for the Bird Call Serenade Contest. You can do this. You can do...
Hey, Babs, what time is the long hop today?
Still got about an hour, Jack.
Excuse me, I... look out! Coming through!
Hey, Si! You dropped a pine cone!
Oh, thanks, Babs. Babs, I would like to sign up for...
Oh, move on down there! Hot plate! Hot plate coming through!
Watch out with that thing, Gumbo! Your competition starts in 5, by the way!
I'm just wondering when the bird song...
Gumbo, can I try some of that carrot cake?
No way, no how. Not until after my competition.
Sweet stinking skunks! I can't even get a word in!
You couldn't get them to notice you? You couldn't even sign up?
Lovely leaping leopards! I couldn't at all! Everyone just assumes I want to be alone in the woods.
Just like the legends say.
And I tried everything. I tried hopping up and down while waving my arms. Hey! Hey! Over here! Over here! Look at me! Look at me! But I got nothing. Jack the Jackalope was jumping much higher than me at the time. The folks who took photos during Jack's match thought the blurry figure behind him was there because he moves super fast.
How frustrating.
I tried juggling pine cones while balancing on one foot. Start with one. That's easy to do. One more, and now you have two. Two plus one is hard as can be, and oh, look quick, I'm juggling 3! Well, since everyone had their eye on Si, they couldn't see me juggling on one foot. And since I only left one footprint behind, they thought it must be from a different creature entirely. Not one that walks on 2 legs.
Oh, no.
I even tried cooking a delicious meal so the smells would waft over to the creatures handling the sign-ups for each contest. Okay, I had a little pinch of parsley here, a dash of salt there, a little bit of seasoning, and bam, there you go. Now, but Gumbo's foraged feast outshined mine in every way. My meal just went cold.
That's awful, Samuel. I wish there was something we could do. But there is, Jonathan. There is? We're going to make sure Samuel competes in the Birdsong Serenade Competition.
But how?
All you have to do is take Jonathan and I to Legend Lake, and we can take care of the rest. We are very good storytellers. Oh, yeah. And we can make sure everyone hears your bird song.
Well, all right. If you say so.
Come on, let's go!
Good evening, audience and Olympians. We're rolling along with our week of competition and have arrived at a crowd favorite contest. The Birdsong Serenade. Gather round for this spectacular...
Excuse me.
Eek!
Oh, my. Sorry to surprise you.
Are you a forest animal?
Why, yes, I am. A hedgehog, to be precise.
Oh, Delally. I've only ever heard stories of animals like you.
Hi there.
And a human.
That's me.
Listen, I'd love to chat with a real human and a hedgehog. I'd find it rather fascinating, in fact. But I'm kind of in the middle of a big competition. Oh, that's why we're here. We think you may have missed a competitor. Eh? Well, everyone that signed up is lined up on the stage. May I borrow your mic? I think you'll be delightfully surprised. Eh, all right. I'd like to see where this goes. Ahem.
Good evening to all of you incredible legends out there. This week, you have seen many incredible Olympians competing in epic feats of creativity, focus, and even, food. But the mythic and magical mayhem is not over yet. That's right. Mr. Reg and I have met the most legendary legend with the most brilliant of bird songs. And it is our extreme pleasure, our absolute joyfulest of joys, to introduce him to you today. You know of him, you're gonna love him. It's Samuel Squatch!
Hello. I'm Samuel. You might know me as Bigfoot. I'm often in the woods around Legend Lake, and I love birds. And, well, here goes nothing. Wow, you're real good at that.
Samuel, where have you been? I didn't know old Bigfoot could sing like a bird.
That's some beautiful music there.
Oh, adorable accepting aardvarks. That's so nice of all of you.
Samuel's been around these woods, but he had a hard time getting noticed.
We had no idea, Samuel.
Oh, it's okay. I know you meant well. Sometimes, as creatures from myths and legends, we can be pretty easy to miss.
Most people just think I'm a regular rabbit.
And sometimes, I forget to stop focusing on only one thing. Really, 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 really hard.
It's so nice to talk to other folk like me and get to know you all. I know we all just want to be seen for who we truly are.
And it's also wonderful to get to see your talent shine.
Mission accomplished.
Thanks, Reg and Jonathan. I'm so glad I got to sing out loud during the outstanding Olympiads. And it's all thanks to you.
It's actually thanks to you, since you were brave enough to show yourself to the world. You really were wonderful, and, just wondering if you and your friends would mind if a forest animal and a human stuck around to watch the rest of the outstanding Olympiads.
Two creatures from stories and legends? Absolutely!
That's what the Legend Lake is all about! But before we get back to the competition, Samuel?
Yes, Babs?
You just got to teach us how you create such extraordinary bird songs.
Oh, it sounds so real.
I think about 30 birds flew and landed around the trees when you performed.
Well, beautiful blooming birds. I would be more than happy to show you. Now, the wonderful thing about birds is that they each have so many unique songs to choose from. So, first things first, you have to pick your favorite bird and your favorite song. Impossible to choose, I know. Then, you have to hone in on your singing technique. First, you gotta take a deep breath and fill up your diaphragm like so. Then, you just gotta warm up a bit before you do it with a little bit of me, 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 and a la, 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 and a...
This has been a John in Character production. This story was written by Molly Murphy and performed by Jonathan Cormer. Sound recording and production by Jermaine Hamilton at Hamilton Sound Studios. Reach out to us on Instagram or email us at dorktalesstorytime@gmail.com. Find links in the show notes or go to dorktalesstorytime.com. Now, go be the hero of your own story, and we'll see you next Once Upon a Time.
Dork Tales.